Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
In theological terms, it is referred to as the fall. In fact, that is the title that my copy of the English Standard Version of the Bible gives to Genesis chapter 3. For Genesis chapter 3 describes how Adam and Eve fell into sin. But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good from evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. Theologians talk about how this one act of disobedience has plunged humanity on an ever-increasing downward spiral. After the fall, all humanity is merely continuing to sink into a pit of ever deeper despair and moral depravity. The fall is seen as just that, a fall. We're going down, getting further and further away from God because of our sinfulness. We know what God's commandments are, but because of the fall, we are unable to live up to them. They are high and lofty, while we are fallen and lowly. But if we view the fall from this perspective, as an escalator ride downward, then it becomes very tempting to view the solution to the fall as trying to reverse the process, riding the escalator up. We see many Christians making this kind of mistake. Often the solutions offered to sin by many churches are merely moral improvements. We get 10-step programs to overcome depression, to help us with low self-esteem, to be better parents, to live the more abundant Christian life. The answer to the fall seems to be a stairway that we can climb, which will bring about moral improvement and make us more acceptable to God. Yes, God may give us the strength to do it. In fact, Jesus might even carry us up the steps. But the ultimate goal is to reverse the fall and ascend to God. But I'm not thrilled about labeling Adam and Eve's action as a fall. What they were trying to do was to become like God, to ascend to the place of deity and become sovereigns of their own destiny. I think this is a far better description of what sin is, an attempt to become God, rather than describing it as a fall. Sin is a reaching up, seeking to deify ourselves, rather than plummeting into a moral cesspit. Viewed from this perspective, moral improvement is not the answer. In fact, it is merely another attempt to become like God. We do not need an improved self, but we need a new self. The old Adam in each one of us needs to be crucified and put to death, so that the new Adam might come forth as a new creation in Christ. Abandon the idea that you can ascend to God. Rather, be comforted by the fact that God in the incarnate Christ has descended to you, to meet you where you are, in your sin, to forgive you, and to recreate you. So if you are on the escalator ride of life, trying to win God's love and favor by ascending to Him through your moral improvement, then be warned that you are on the escalator to nowhere. Instead, let Christ come to you. Let Him put your sinful nature to death, so that He might create a new spirit and a right heart within you. Stop striving to be like God, and instead, let the God who became man live in you. Here's how St. Paul puts it in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, the Spirit to think and to do always such things as are right, that we, who cannot do anything that is good without you, may be enabled by you to live according to your will through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.